Job 9-1 then Job answered and said, 9-2 I know it is so of a truth. But how should man be just with God? 9-3 If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him 1 of 1,000. 9-4 He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered. 9-5 Which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger. 9-6 Which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. 9-7 Which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars. 9-8 Which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. 9-9 Which maketh Arcturus, Orion and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south. 9-10 Which doth great things, past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. 9-11 Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. 9-12 Behold, he taketh away, who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, What doest thou? 9-13 If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. 9-14 How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? 9-15 Whom though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. 9-16 If I had called, and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had hearkened unto my voice. 9-17 For he breaketh me with a tempest, and multiplieth my wounds without cause. 9-18 He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. 9-19 If I speak of strength, lo, he is strong. And if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? 9-20 If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say, I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. 9-21 Though I were perfect, yet would I not know my soul. I would despise my life. 9-22 This is one thing, therefore I said it, he destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. 9-23 If the scourge slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. 9-24 The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? 9-25 Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. 9-26 They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. 9-27 If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. 9-28 I am afraid of all my sorrows, I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. 9-29 If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? 9-30 If I wash myself with snow water, and make my hands never so clean. 9-31 Yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. 9-32 For he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. 9-33 Neither is there any daysman betwixt us, that might lay his hand upon us, both. 9-34 Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. 9-35 Then would I speak, and not fear him. But it is not so with me.